Radio. Call us now at 404-892-2703.
Nothing but old school.
Join News and Talk 1380 WAOK and Old School Saturdays. Woo! Saturday, March 31st at the Omni Hotel downtown, next to CNN. Same spot as last month. Everybody knows this is the biggest monthly party in the city. So come get your monthly fix with DJ Tron and DJ LV. Playing the best old school hip-hop, R&B, house and reggae. Saturday, March 31st at the Omni Hotel, next to CNN.
Same spot as last month.
Woo! Tickets are easy to get online, by phone, or at the door. For all the info, go to oldschoolsaturday.com.
Or call 678-701-6114.
Say,
Old School Saturday. For more info, go to WAOK.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, this may be the last time you ever have to think about hair loss. Because I'm telling you, Bosley is the real deal. They're giving men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started on the hair gain train is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text EDGE to 85850. Check them out now. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Dude, this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert, ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part, Bosley's solution is permanent. You're going to love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting EDGE to 85850. Don't forget, that's EDGE to 85850.
Sunday, the good fight continues on CBS All Access.
Kill all the lowers. With those words, Stan Greenoble ran down his attorney.
Oh my God.
Baby, I need life.
Christine Baranski.
I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
Kush Jumbo and Rose Leslie.
You okay?
No. Everything is spinning out of control.
There's no season like lawyer season.
A couple of lawyers get killed and you think you all have targets on your backs.
The Good Fight. Sunday streaming exclusively on CBS All Access.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Real estate issues? We've got your answers on Real Estate 101 with Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We're back. News and Talk, 1380 WAOK, Real Estate 101. When you hear that, you know what time it is. It's time for our deals of the decade. All right. So the first one is just a great deal. It's a good deal. It needs some work. But if I can find this, I will find it and give it to you. So this is one that is a great opportunity. It is a HUD foreclosure. What does that mean? 100% financing. No down payment assistance. They will pay your closing costs. This house says it's insured. The insured, where it says IN and insured on the HUD.gov, HUD Homes database, that means it needs no work in order for you to move right in. Of course, it was built in 1982. In my mind, it needs updating. But when you look at this house, it's cute. It's adorable. It's inviting. It's spacious. And it looks very sturdy. Like we say in our industry, it's got good bones. All right? This house is really good. I really like it. I'm looking at some of the pictures here. There's not a ton, and whoever took them, they need help. But you know what? It actually needs carpet badly and probably paint, which is what my first HUD foreclosure needed. You can make it really look really, really cute. But all you need to do is have $3,000, maybe $2,000 worth of reserves in the bank. Get that check. Put it in the bank. If you want to live in DeKalb County, Stone Mountain, this is the house for you. All right? 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1,713 square feet on a really nice little elevated lot. It is currently going for $105,000. That is cheap. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Lacey. That is really, really inexpensive for a good house with good bones. It's located at 1255 Old Countryside. 1255 Old Countryside, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083. You can find it on the HUDHomestore.com site under DeKalb. And then I will also shortly send it over to Lacey so she can post it, because you can find it on Realtor.com as well. All right, so the next house. See, sometimes I find my deals of the decade when I'm looking for houses for my clients, okay? And for some reason, this house does not meet the criteria for my clients. But I could scream because I could sell it to 10 people tomorrow. That's how nice this house is. This is a house that I would personally buy and live in and wish I could pick it up and put it in Dallas, Georgia, exactly like it is. It's a 3-bedroom, 2 full and 1/2 bath, 1,984 square feet, which is bigger than the other. It is adorable. It's located in Clarkston, Georgia. Right now, it does have a 2-car garage. Lacey, I want you to look at this picture because I wish I could have this house. Is that adorable? See, when you think house, you think this, right? Okay. This house is a really good price because inside the pictures, and you'll see when Lacey posts it, it's got a swing on the front porch, which is adorable. It's perfection inside. It's got arched entryways. It's got a separate dining room. It's got a fireplace, which who doesn't want a fireplace? It's got an open kitchen that leads to the family room. I love this little house. It's impeccably kept. And the master bathroom is huge. That tub, forget about it. You could soak in it all day. Really nice. It's got a fenced-in backyard. And it's all currently going right now for $240,000. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, $234,000. $234,500. That's a really, really, really good deal for this house. You can get your payment below $2,000 with this, with taxes and insurance in it. If you're getting a VA loan, you get 100% financing. This is an FHA eligible house, so you can get down payment assistance. But it's a really, really good house. So I just want you to know that when I tell you these houses, when I pick my deals of the decade, I have no personal interest whatsoever in these houses. They're not my listings. They're just great houses that I've found. One of my own personal restrictions that I place on myself with reference to radio, and it's always been this way, is to try to not self-promote. And I don't do that because I don't think that this is the forum. WAOK is not the forum for self-promotion, especially on the weekend when you have Consumer Advocate Day. That's what I'd like to call it, Consumer Advocate Day with the Auto Insider. And then Real Estate 101 and the Sisters-in-Law. It's located at 3760 Market Walk, Clarkston, Georgia, 30021. 3760 Market Walk, Clarkston, Georgia, 30021. That's a little gold mine. Am I losing my mind or what, Lacey? Anyway, that's a beautiful little house. I kind of am a little starstruck on it. So it's cute, cute, cute. That's a great deal. Especially anything under three today. In DeKalb, you can... Oh, that's really good. All right, who's been holding the longest? Corey, how are you, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I'm calling. I'm a 1099 owner, and I know you hear this a lot, that I'm trying to purchase a home for my family. We already outgrown the home that we're in. So I'm trying to find a great, a good loan officer that can work with me, because, you know, if I write too much off, I don't show enough to get enough house, or if I, you know, it's like I'm stuck between two hard rocks. So I'm just trying to find a good loan officer who can kind of help me out. My credit is great, but the only simple fact is, my last 2 years, I kind of write off everything, so I don't have to pay so much.
Well, here, oddly enough, Corey, as crazy as it sounds, I couldn't even believe it myself, but there is now back in the market a new stated income loan product.
Is it?
There is. I don't know who has it. It's not my lender. He doesn't have it, and most local lenders here in Georgia, they don't have it. I don't know where you need to go to get it, but I can certainly try to find it. But here's another thing. This is another thing I need to tell you.
Okay.
I'm 1099. I'm 1099 as well. And my tax guy will only, I mean, he will only allow, I don't, and I don't know your business or anything. This is no reflection on you, but he will only allow me to write off my, what I can really write off. You see what I'm saying? So that leaves me with usually a big hit on my taxes, but I have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is that when I want to buy a house, which I may want to within the next year or so, and, you know, hopefully somewhere beach-like, mm-hmm. I'm going to need that income. So sometimes you have to pay to play.
Yes.
And I've known people who have actually, in order to qualify for a house, they've had to modify their previous taxes and take less off and pay more over the past couple years, because they take the last 2 years, Corey.
Gotcha.
So if you do this, if you do last year's taxes this year, then don't write as much off. Of course, you're going to have a, you know, maybe a substantial liability, but maybe it can equal out the previous years, level it out some, and qualify you for more of a home. Or in the alternative, try to seek out that stated income. That's what you need to Google, stated income mortgage, and see if anybody comes up. I knew it came back months ago. I don't know how long it lasted. Sometimes things are here today and gone tomorrow.
When you said stated income, what exactly do you mean? Do they go by bank statements or just what do they go
whatever
by?
You tell them.
And I'm on, it's called stated?
Stated. I'm telling you, Corey, I make $60,000 and my credit score is 780, and
okay.
I'm going to believe you all day long. That's a stated income.
Stated income.
Stated income.
Mm-hmm. And also, one more thing, so when you have to pay a little bit more to the IRS, of course, that goes toward their debt ratio, correct?
No.
It won't go towards, because you have to set up a
payment. No. Oh, because you're setting up a payment plan?
Yeah.
Yes. If you set up a payment plan, yes.
Gotcha. Great.
Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you very much, Corey. Appreciate it. Have a good day. 404-892-2703. Any questions or comments? We're here for you today until 3. Brian, I see you holding, and I appreciate your patience. I'll get you right after the break. Real Estate 101, back in a minute.
Real Estate 101 with Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. It's time for the realest man on the radio. It's Real Talk with Rashad Rishi on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hey, I've been bringing you Real Talk for a while because I want you to be informed. But information without application is worthless, baby. March is Black Business Month, where we focus on African-American entrepreneurship. Did you know we have amazing black capitalists in our history, too? Samuel T. Wilcox and Clara Brown are just two of many. How about designer Tracy Reese? Men and women who saw a need provided a solution and made bank. Maybe that's you. Sometimes great ideas fail because of a lack of financing. Here's a little something to help you. Check out the Minority Business Development Agency at mbda.gov. That's M as in money, B as in boy, D as in dog, A as in apple.gov. A government resource just for you and your business. And they have an office right here in the A. Keep it locked because I'll be bringing you info this month on how to make your business dreams a reality.
For more on Real Talk with Rashad Ritchie, go to WAOK.com.
At Atlanta, if you need a car, you need Pars Cars. For over 30 years, Pars Cars has been serving the Atlanta metro area, giving you one of the best selections of quality and luxury used cars. And Pars says yes, regardless of your credit. Bankruptcies, no problem. Repossessions, no problem. First-time buyers, no problem. Finances damaged by divorce, no problem. Been turned down by other dealers, no problem. Call 855-PARS-YES. We do our own financing, which allows us to get you financed with payments that you can afford. Plus, right now, we have one of our largest car inventories ever. Lexus, Tahoes, Suburbans, Escalades, Mercedes-Benz, Accords, Impalas. Wow! Don't wait. This selection will not last. See us on the south side of Mount Zion Boulevard in Morrow, College Park off Riverdale Road, Southlake Parkway in Morrow, and Jonesboro Road in Morrow. Call 855-PARS-YES. That's 855-PARS-YES. Or visit us online at parssaysyes.com with approved credit.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Real estate issues? We've got your answers on Real Estate 101 with Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
It was the 3rd of September. That day I'll always remember. Yes, I will. Cause it was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him. Never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you. Tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone. Oh, Papa was a rolling stone, my son, yeah. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
And when he died,
all he left us was alone.
We're back, everyone. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. One of my favorite songs from one of my favorite movies. One day my brother, he's 5 years older than me, we had a family dinner and he said, I've got something for you. I said, what? And he pulled out the Temptations movie because I know it's your favorite movie. I was like, thank you so much. Brian, how are you?
All right, Mary, how are you doing today?
Good. What's going on?
Quick question, another survey question. What's the proper way to go about getting a fence installed as far as surveying is concerned?
Well, see, so that's good because if, in fact, you really want a fence, then you can call a fence company like West Georgia Fence or whatever. They'll come out. They will actually locate your pins. You don't need to get a survey unless they say, well, we can't find your pins. You're going to need to get a survey. But once they find your pins, then your fence should be a few inches, like 6 inches within your boundaries. That way you're not encroaching upon your neighbor, or there's no possibility for you to encroach upon your neighbor, which is means going over their property line. So the fence company will actually come out, they will locate your pins, and they will tell you where you can put your fence.
Another question. I have a pretty big backyard, and it's kind of like I have some lawn that's, I don't know, maybe about 25 to 30 feet or so deep. And then back behind there is woods. Is there such a thing as the county having like a right-of-way where you can't really do anything back behind the wooded area?
So here's the thing. I want to say yes and I want to say no. It depends upon whatever's written in your right-of-way. It's on your. It should be on your deed.
Okay.
The county does have a right-of-way for the front part of your property if there's a sidewalk.
Okay.
The county does have a right-of-way for the gas lines in front of your property that may bring gas to your house or whatever. Let's see. Now.
Oh, there's no sidewalk.
No, no, no. This is an example. So I recently met a client, and the county, which she didn't know, and I couldn't tell by looking at it, to the right, to the left of her house, they had a little strip of land that they called an alley. And she didn't even know it was there. So she thought someone had put a fence on her property. She did get a survey and found out that it was in the county's alley. It wasn't on her property, which she never even knew there was a quote-unquote alley there. So a survey does, it will always benefit you, especially when you transfer title or sell your house. You should always keep that survey with you because only then will the new buyer, or even you, if you want to now, get what's called survey coverage on your title insurance. But it is a huge selling point that no one has any idea about. When you sell your property, if you have a survey, the new owner can get survey coverage from the title company, which is a really added benefit.
So as far as the right of way to, like gas or water or whatever, how close can you go to that? Or do the fence company, they're aware of that and they already know?
So,
mentions on that.
Some of those, some are called right-of-ways, some are called easements. It depends upon how it's written in your deed. You need to look at your deed and see what it says. That kind of controls what you can and cannot do. Typically speaking, you can put your fence wherever you want it. If the city has a right-of-way or if the city needs to get to a gas line, it's the city's responsibility to dig it up, but then also to put it back exactly the way they found it.
Okay. One last question. As far as the deed is concerned, where would I find that at?
On your deed.
On your deed. Okay.
Your deed. Your own personal deed. It says, this is the property description of Brian's house. And then right underneath the property description, it says, subject to an easement or subject to a right-of-way or something like that.
Okay. If I'm still paying a mortgage on it, will I... we don't know if I have possession of the deed or...
You should have gotten your deed. You have a deed.
Okay.
Everybody, even whether or not you have a mortgage, you still have a deed to your property. If you don't have one, you can go to the county and request it. They'll give you a copy of it.
Okay.
All right?
All right. All right. Thank you, man.
Sure thing. Have a good day.
Bye. You too.
All right. Since I can't even get back on topic anymore, I'm gonna talk about something fun. Our next network mixer has been scheduled. Thank you, Jean Ross. I swear, I think this is the fun thing that she does in order to make her life happy here at WAOK, because the things that this woman does, I am in awe. I was thinking about her today. You know, I have, have you ever had a private mentor? A mentor that somebody like the way you watched them work, they were privately mentoring you. Like, so I have a private business mentor. I guess she's not private anymore, but I'm going to tell you that's Jean. She's my private business mentor because she embodies, oh my gosh. I'm not saying this because it's cheap. I need you all to find somebody out there that embodies kind of what you would like to be, or has some attributes that you would like to bring to yourself. And so in business, it's Jean. Now, I have personal ones too. I have personal ones. People who are just big-hearted, right? Or people who are gracious. I have this one girlfriend who last week, one of her bosses, and she got like triple the workload. One of her bosses demeaned her so badly, and she stood there and didn't say anything, whereas I would have just blasted him. She stood there, didn't say anything, and she prayed about it. She relied on God, and it turned around. So whereas the guy wanted her fired, but HR told him he has to apologize to her. Is that God or what? So she is my spiritual mentor. You see what I'm saying? It's like I'm trying to be like her when relying upon God. So Jean is my business mentor because she does everything with grace, right? And for the betterment of other people, and yet so smart when it comes to this business of radio. But you don't know how smart she is until she actually has to utilize that smartness. Does that make any sense? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, sometimes I feel like that with real estate because people feel like they can just jump in real estate and start doing it. And I'm thinking, man, I must make this look easy or something because you just think you can go get a license and once someone signs it, you can start slinging houses. It doesn't work like that. But anyway, yeah, I have a few people in my life that have special things that I'm working on. I'm personally working on. Speaking of working on, I'm working on not spending money. We're a demographic that spends money. We are consumers. We're not savers. We're consumers. And they know it. So they appeal to us. You seen the signs? You see the billboards? See the advertisements? And I'm personally insulted when you have to sell me something in hip-hop. You know, it's like, talk to me in English. I do understand that. You don't need to talk to me in hip-hop. Anyway, 404-892-2703. What do you think is maybe, let's say, generalize, our worst habit as a people? 404-892-2703. What is the one that probably hurts us the most? Real Estate 101, back in a minute.
Real Estate 101 with Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Breaking news, sports, weather, and traffic. We're live from the WAOK newsroom on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
NBC News Radio. I'm Lisa Campbell. Flags are at half staff in California for the victims of Friday's shooting at a veteran's home just north of San Francisco. California's Governor Jerry Brown releasing a statement saying the shooting tragically took the lives of three people dedicated to serving our veterans. President Trump says China continues to be an ally with the United States where it comes to North Korea. He posted this morning that he spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping ahead of the anticipated meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump tweeting that China continues to be helpful. And the pharma bro is going to prison for a long, long time. Martin Shkreli cried in court Friday as he pleaded for a lighter sentence. He's known for jacking up the price of an AIDS treatment drug by over 5,000%. Lisa Campbell, NBC News Radio.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK is always in the community. Join WAOK's Dr. F. Keith Slaughter, host of The Movement, for a very special movie screening and panel discussion.
Hey, this is Dr. F. Keith Slaughter, and in celebration of African-American Women's Appreciation Month, we are screening a documentary about black women in World War II called Sweet Georgia Brown.
Sweet Georgia Brown, a documentary by filmmaker Lawrence Walker. Come see the movie and participate in the panel discussion afterwards. Saturday, March 17th at the Beloved Community Church, 1113 Ira Street in the Pittsburgh community. For more info, log on to WAOK.com. I got love.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Here's something that may surprise you. Stop, take a look around, and count how many logos you see. I'll wait. Crazy, right? Logos are everywhere because they work. And now putting your logo to work has never been easier thanks to 4 Imprint. We make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items with free art assistance and fast, reliable customer service. Right the first time, on time, every time with 4 Imprint's ultimate guarantee. We're also giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts GET to 88988. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting GET to 88988. That's G-E-T to 88988.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Thinking about buying a home but don't have the first clue of what to do? Call Mary Gill now on Real Estate 101 404 892 2703. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
You are my sun. You are my earth. You didn't know all the ways I loved you. No. You took a chance, made of a plan. But I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No, you don't have to say what's with it. I already know. I found out from here. There's just no chance to you and me. Don't ever be. Don't it make you sad about it? You told me you loved me. Why did you leave me all alone? Now you tell me you need me. Can you call me on the phone? Girl, I refuse. You must have me confused with some other guy. The bridges will burn. Now it's your turn to cry. Tell me a rhythm.
So Martin Shkreli is gonna cry. Really? You hiked up the AIDS drug by 5,000% and you're gonna cry? What about the people with HIV? And they can't get their medicine. Do you not think that they cried? And he got 7 years? That 7 years, I mean, do you know how many people in our community do 7 years without blinking? I was looking at the Paulding County arrest records for yesterday. Do you know a black man got arrested for less than an ounce of marijuana? He got arrested for marijuana. And you're going to hike the price up for this AIDS drug 5,000%, and then you're going to cry when you get in trouble. Don't be greedy. How about that? Maybe when you're sitting there for 7 years, you can figure out how not to be greedy. And you want to know what's funny about seven, about the number seven of 7 years? I want somebody to call me and tell me what's funny about that number. I find it ironic that it's 7 years. All right, so anyway, I got off on a tangent about my mentors. So, but I wanted to tell you anyway about WAOK's network mixer, which is great. Haven't done this, is new. North Lake Mall, March 20th. I just put it on my calendar. It's a Tuesday from 4 to 7. Derek Bozeman will broadcast live and may talk to you about your business on air. It's going to be in conjunction with the members of the Overground Railroad, the UGA Small Business Development Economic Center, and representatives from Renewal by Anderson. It's going to be in the food court. How crazy is that? That's going to be interesting and fun, right? North Lake Mall, March 20th, 4 to 7, our next WAOK Network Mixer. That's going to be fun. Is that posted on the WAOK page? Do you know, Lacey? She's currently posting the deals of the decade. You can go to WAOK.com. I'm sorry, the Facebook page, and find them there. Can you do it on WAOK.com, you think? Because some of these people, they're not in Facebook. Took me a minute. But, okay, she'll put the deals of the decade on WAOK.com. Also information about our network mixer, so you can go there. And then they'll also be on Facebook. So that's going to be fun. Last network mixer, and I love these so much. I was so sick. I couldn't even get up. It was a hot mess. Avery, sir, how are you today?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Yeah, we keep forgetting that old rule in the book. They say the money is the answer to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say your money, when your money's kind of funny, your change is kind of strange, and your credit won't get it, you won't get much of anything.
Yeah.
And we have to understand that, you know, people come out here to, you know, do the work and stuff. And if you can't pay the service charge, then you got a problem. And when they finish the work, man, that you got to pay them. You just can't talk about you want things and your pocket's kind of light or it's empty. You understand what I mean?
Well, unfortunately, in this system, money equals a certain amount of freedom because, you know, a few weeks ago when I was really sick, my granddaughter wasn't feeling well and she was pale. I just said, let's go. We just picked up and we went down to the beach. But fortunately, I had the ability to do that. We had the ability to do that. And I always think, what if, other people don't have the ability to do this? And I just think that everybody should have the ability to do things, and money should not be the restriction on an experience.
Man, like I say, we spend $1.4 trillion. And disposable income, we shouldn't have to ask anybody for nothing, not even number 45. I mean, you know, for anything, for our HBCUs. No, that should have been covered right then and there. But anyway, off the subject, the young lady that got demeaned by her boss, is she married?
No.
Okay, then. See, if she was married, it would have been a different story, different outcome. But HR told her told him the right thing, yeah, you better apologize because we don't want to deal with no lawsuit or other foolishness because of something you did, you know, and the reason why she probably didn't say anything because he probably signed a check or whatever the case may be.
No, that's not it, Avery. I'm telling you right now because I've known her for 20 years. Let me tell you why she didn't say anything. I'm going to tell you why she didn't say anything. Unlike me, who would have said something and maybe have gotten the pink slip as a result of it because I don't let anybody stand there to demean me. She relied upon God. She said, I'm going to let God handle this. And she's so much better at this than I am. I mean, over the years, I have just been in awe of the way she handles things. And they always come out to her benefit. Things that I wanted to go in and interject on her behalf because they were so wrong. But she didn't. She waited on God. She prayed about it. And they have always come out like that, and I am in awe of the way she does it, and I hope one day, I pray that I can be like that and rely upon him to the extent that he can handle all matters for me.
Are you familiar with Paisley Park?
Paisley Park?
Right.
No.
Paisley Park, that's the compound of the late great Prince.
Okay.
He paid estimated $10 million to get that done on 9 acres of land. So it's like 55,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger than the White House. The White House is like 40,000 square feet. But anyway, He didn't pay that much to get his establishment and stuff. Like we was talking about earlier, you were talking about Jay-Z, Beyonce was paid $88
million. Mm-hmm.
How come they didn't do like what 45 did? He paid, I don't know how much he paid to get his Trump Tower. Wanted to get a Carter Knowles Carter, a skyscraper, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I can't tell anybody how they can spend their money, but, I mean, think about that. You know, you have a skyscraper, you could have office space, you could have apartments, you know what I mean? That could pay off your $88 million, you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just want to bring that up about Paisley Park, because I watched a documentary of Prince, and they talk about his compound, 9 acres of land. That ain't
well,
bad, you know?
Let me tell you something. As famous as Prince was and all the experiences that he had and the ton of money that he accumulated and the opulent lifestyle that he lived throughout his life, he ended up in a spiritual search for God.
Yeah, he grew up as a Seventh-day Adventist, and he later converted to being a Jehovah's Witness. A lot of people don't know that he was a Seventh-day Adventist. But thank you for taking my call. You have a good weekend.
Thanks, Avery. You too. I appreciate your calling. Bye. Mitchell, how you doing?
Hi, Mary. How you doing? I love Avery. He is one of the, just, mm-hmm. he's always a very, very nice caller.
Oh, yeah, Mary, yeah, yeah.
He's such a nice guy. You and I got that same thing in common. I'm Lord, please hold me. Hold my mule on this. Because, brother, I will light into you like a black mamba snake, and like, hey, man, I really feel bad for what
goodness.
I said.
The Bible says that the person who can control their tongue, this is a perfect person. But I tell you, I've come 90% in from where I used to be. I could lay you out and say every expletive, and it flew off my tongue like water. But
perfection.
Yes, but I've been able to reel that in and change my personality to the extent that I'm not even inclined to do that. But I will not let you talk to me like that.
Yeah, I'll probably walk away. Now my looks say it, and I'm trying to not to say everything that's the first thing that comes to my mind as I get a little bit older. But I really wanted to really speak to you really quickly about the gentleman who you said got 7 years. Now, what did he do? I'm remembering you had one guy who had a one drug. He raised the price. They raised the price 300-500%. And there was you said it's the guy who raised the price on the AZT drug. Did he get jail time for raising the price, or he did something else?
By 5,000%.
Now, is that a criminal matter to raise the price of your drugs?
I think it is criminal. And let's go, if you don't mind, hold through the break, and then we'll talk about it a little bit further, if that's okay.
Correct. No problem at all.
Hold on. 404-892-2703. If you know if this is criminal, apparently it is because he got jail time, but based upon what? I would say usurious. But it says defrauding here. So we'll figure it out. 404-892-2703. Back in a minute.
Real Estate 101 with Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Join Intercom Atlanta, News and Talk 1380 WAOK, the People Station V103, 92.9 The Game, and the Atlanta Hawks as we host the second annual Unity Game when the Hawks take on the Charlotte Hornets Thursday, March 15th, live from downtown at Phillips Arena. It's about to go down, y'all! We'll honor our city's civil servants and celebrate the rich diversity that makes Atlanta a great place to work, play, and live. Yeah. Tip-off is at 7:30. Get your tickets now at hawks.com/unity. And $5 of every ticket will be donated to the United Way to benefit the Thomasville Boys and Girls Club and M. Agnes Jones Elementary. You won't want to miss it. For more info, log on to WAOK.com.
Hey-o! Wilson the Flying Pig here for the Georgia Lottery's new Break the Bank Scratcher with 47 chances to win. So awesome, we have a guest in the pig pen to play it with us.
Hi, Wilson. I'm ready to break the bank.
Great, and here's your scratch. What is that?
It's my piggy bank.
And a hammer!
Well, you said break the bank.
Which is a scratcher. Not smashing a pig to pieces who happens to look like my cousin Barry. Barry, is that you? Blink if you can hear me.
Oh, so it's a scratcher. Well, let's play that then.
No, I'm too flustered. Cue the music.
Now there's an easier way to score $3 million. Play the Break the Bank Scratcher from the Georgia Lottery. Please play responsibly. Always check and sign your ticket.
Now the Georgia Lottery is just one touch away with the free Georgia Lottery mobile app. Play online, check winning numbers, and scan your tickets to see if you've instantly won. Download the free Georgia Lottery mobile app today.
Tune in to WSB Channel 2 for your official Georgia Lottery drawing and check out the Players Club at GALottery.com.
Atlanta, if you need a car, you need Pars Cars. For over 30 years, Pars Cars has been serving the Atlanta metro area, giving you one of the best selections of quality and luxury used cars. And Pars says yes, regardless of your credit. Bankruptcies, no problem. Repossessions, no problem. First-time buyers, no problem. Finances damaged by divorce, no problem. Been turned down by other dealers, no problem. Call 855-PARS-YES. We do our own financing, which allows us to get you financed with payments that you can afford. Plus, right now, we have one of our largest car inventories ever. Lexus, Tahoes, Suburbans, Escalades, Mercedes-Benz, Accords, Impalas. Wow! Don't wait. This selection will not last. See us on the south side of Mount Zion Boulevard in Morrow, College Park off Riverdale Road, Southlake Parkway in Morrow, and Jonesboro Road in Morrow. Call 855-PARS-YES. That's 855-PARS-YES. Or visit us online at parssaysyes.com. With approved credit.
Here's what's happening at News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
1 in 3 women die of heart disease each year, more women than all forms of cancer combined. Join others in committing to stop this statistic in our community at the American Heart Association's 2018 Atlanta Go Red for Women Luncheon on Friday, April 20th. Go to heart.org/AtlantaGoRed to buy your ticket. Life is why.
And that's what's happening at News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
I'm Dr. Cecilia Brewington. African Americans are more likely to get and die from colorectal cancer than other Americans, likely because African American screening rates are lower. If you're 50 and older and not getting tested, you're out of excuses. Under the Affordable Care Act, the federal government will now require nearly all insurance companies to cover virtual colonoscopy and many other less invasive tests. More importantly, these tests would be covered with no copay. Please talk to your doctor to see which of these tests may be right for you. Don't be one of the thousands to die from a largely preventable disease, which is nearly always treatable if found early. The best test is the one you choose to use. There have never been more fully covered options. Take action. Get screened for colorectal cancer. You owe it to yourself and your loved ones. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org.
Real estate issues? We've got your answers on Real Estate 101 with Mary Gill on News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Hey girl, is he everything you wanted in me? All is wrong.
Don't wanna think about it. Don't wanna talk about it. I'm just so sick about it.
Can't believe it's ending this way.
I'm just so confused about it. Feeling the blues about it. I just can't do it without you.
Tell me, is this fair?
Is this the way it's really going down? Is this how we say goodbye? Should've known better when you came around that you were gonna make me cry.
Not going home. Anytime soon, former drug company executive Martin Shkreli, a.k.a. Pharma Bro, got 7 years in prison for defrauding investors of 2 hedge funds he ran. Prosecutors asked for a 15-year sentence, while Shkreli's lawyer was seeking 12 to 18 months.
When the guidelines are 25 years and the government is demanding 15 years, one would think that a 7-year sentence is good, but I'm disappointed. I thought the sentence should have been less than 7 years, but, you know, Martin's fine and he will be fine and, obviously it could have been a lot worse.
In addition to the prison sentence, Shkreli was ordered to pay a $75,000 fine, which comes on top of a previous order to pay over $7 million in forfeiture. Shkreli became famous for raising the price of anti-infection drug Daraprim by 5,000% in 2015 while he was chief executive of Turing Pharmaceuticals, gaining him the nickname Pharma Bro. 34-year-old Shkreli has been in jail since September when he posted a Facebook message offering a $5,000 reward for a strand of Hillary Clinton's hair. That prompted an investigation from the U.S. Secret Service, and the Brooklyn judge on the case revoked his bail, saying Shkreli posed a danger to the public.
We're back. News and Talk 1380 WAOK, Real Estate 101. I'm Mary Gill. All right, a little off the subject here, but this is a news story that's currently playing on WAOK, and it just at least merits a little bit of attention. So before the break, we were talking to Mitchell, and Mitchell, so the pathetic thing is now, listening to the story, this is what's really heartbreaking, is that he didn't get jail time for hurting the general public, the poor
Mayor,
people.
He didn't hurt the general public.
I know. He defrauded investors who have tons of money.
Mayor, I am, that is absolutely, he defrauded people. Every investor, this is one of my issues, and I'm going to tie this back to real estate. My issue with what you're saying is this. You will lead individuals to believe that every investor is a worth hundreds of millions of dollars. What about the guy who has just $2,500 or $2,000 to have invested in his fund? Because in order to just go in most funds, you need $500 to go in most funds. I'm not saying that this is the guy. But
Mitchell,
do
you know what happened with the housing industry?
I'm going to go to that.
Okay, that's exactly what happened there. When they bundled these mortgages and sold them to overseas investors, these were people that invested in this.
But what we were made to see, if I didn't ask for clarity on this, he did not go to jail for raising the price of a product by 5,000%. He went to jail for defrauding individuals,
right.
Or he could have gotten in trouble for this thing they call collusion. When you go, if he would have went to all the, he didn't do anything wrong. Let's just say that he may not be a very good person for raising the price of the drug 5,000%, but he didn't do anything illegal. Now, in real estate, you know more about real estate than I do. I bought several homes, properties, but the thing about it is, when we sell real estate, you look to try to get the most money for that piece of property that you're selling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when he raised the price by 5,000%, you raised the price by a few thousands of dollars. Even though the property may not be worth that much, what you and I are doing is to trying to get the very, very best price, the highest price. Talk to an investor. You've never talked to a homeowner. You've never talked to a homeowner, and when you're selling a property for them, have you ever asked for them, can we cut them some slack? Can you just get a few thousand dollars less? Investors are always, homeowners are always trying to get the very, very best price that they can for their property, the highest, in real estate we know we have the highest and best use.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're trying to do. Now, and I just wanted to be clear, that guy did not go to jail for raising the price of the medicine. He went to jail for fraud. He's a thief. That's what he is.
Well, like an idiot. Yes, like an idiot, he raised the price 5,000%.
Again, for the third time, what did he do wrong, Mary?
Okay, so let me tell you what he did. He had, according to the story here, he had hedge funds that he defrauded white-collar investors. He said multimillionaires. He took their money and he put it in a bad stock. It had massive losses and he didn't tell them. But apparently, according to this, then he raised this price on this AIDS drug by 5,000% in order to try to recoup some of this money.
That's what he did. When he defrauded, he didn't, again, for the third time, when I've asked you what did he do wrong, he defrauded individuals,
right?
Not raising the price.
Not
of
raising
the
price, which is
that's,
really
he didn't do anything
terrible.
Wrong with raising the price, right?
Right, but let me tell you this. Mitchell. I always try to look for the spiritual side in every situation because I believe we're in a physical world with spiritual things going on. Okay, so. You want to know the ironic and spiritual thing about this is that even though he defrauded the investors and he went down for that, right? His recompense, he is paying for raising the price and hurting the little guy by 5,000%. And you know how I know that this is God's perfect judgment, justice and judgment, is because it's 7 years, and seven is God's perfect number.
Well, Mary, I'm gonna leave. True enough, I spent 2.5 years in Bible college. I'm gonna leave the quoting of the scripture and God's perfect number and Jehoshaphat and all that to you. But what we still say, I'm not gonna get on quoting the scriptures and God's perfect number and doing wrong. I do believe in karma. I do believe what you do come
right.
back.
Right. Exactly.
Again, for the third or fourth time, he legally didn't do anything wrong with raising the price of that medicine.
Isn't that terrible?
And guess what? And he's not. Remember, somebody had some diabetes medicine. They raised the price of their medicine. Mm-hmm. And pharmacies. Most people, we look at pharmacists, big pharma, and say, "Oh my God, I can't believe you're charging. I can't believe you're charging the price that you charge for your medication." It takes a few billion dollars from idea, thought, and concept through trials, through creation of a product, and it never hits the market. These people are companies are in business to recoup the price of what they pay, and recoup the price of what they're investing into creating a product. And like I said, it's $5,000. How many times, Mary, have you seen people buy a product, buy a piece of property, and sell it 2 or 3 years for $300,000-$400,000 more than they paid for it? And you would have never said a word on that.
Well, let me tell you what I did see.
And
this was one of the first aha moments for me as a real estate paralegal. I saw a real estate agent sit in and represent some celebrities, and it was a girl group. They sat at the table and they sold a piece of property. She stayed in the office after they left, flipped that property, and resold it for like $100,000 more with new buyers who came in afterwards. And
was that wrong?
That wasn't wrong.
Okay, there you go. It wasn't wrong because I've signed my name and made four, five, six, whatever I made on a piece of property, selling it to another investor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing about it is, we got to get to the point where I'm not going to throw anybody wealthy up under the bus because they did something. But wrong is wrong and right is right. He was a thief and he defrauded people. He did not go to jail for raising the price of his property.
But he certainly got what he deserved.
He got what he deserved for doing what? Defrauding people.
But
not
guess what?
The price.
In the grand scheme of things, he got what he deserved for doing wrong to people. No matter what they call it.
If you and I, we're going to have to disagree on this one. Thank you so much.